Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
And from July 7th, a new EU rule comes into force to improve car safety. It's called Advanced Driver Assistance Systems, and it will force car makers to monitor driver fatigue, drifting between lanes, and even build in a breathalyzer. It will also include new radar technology, which is being developed by an Irish company in Shannon, County Clare, called Provizio. And Barry Lunn is the founder of Provizio. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
Not too bad, Barry. We'll come to what you guys do in a moment. First, tell us more about this new ADAS being introduced for car makers.
Yeah, obviously we consider it fantastic news, but basically, you know, regulators have decided over the last years that you can't leave it to the automakers to set safety standards and decide what goes into vehicles. So for the first time in Europe now, we're seeing robotics basically built into vehicles, and it's to stop us doing, you know, the things and, you know, that make cars crash, right, and reduce road deaths. And I mean, the EU's ambition with just these measures is that they will have, you know, over the next 10 years, they'll save 25,000 lives across Europe. So there's a lot to celebrate in that, right? And that's just basic things like emergency braking, vehicle able to see the speed limit that they can adhere to. And we're seeing now that the US has also followed suit. So the United States has brought in even more stringent regulations from 2029 that will, you know, save even more lives. So, you know, how we look at it is there's almost no downside to this. It's small additional cost into the vehicle and maybe a bit of hassle where the car tells you to behave yourself when you're driving. And outside of that, I don't think there's a lot to worry about.
And this is where it forces you to give more gap between you and the car in front. And if you start weaving between lanes on the motorway, it also kind of pulls you back onto the straight and narrow. Where does Provizio fit in for this new system?
Yeah, so we build essentially the sensors and software that enable these type of technologies. So we're a team that we previously worked in the autonomous vehicle industry. You may have heard of that. People don't talk about it as much anymore. But basically, we thought it'd be a hell of a lot more interesting to focus on safety. And we anticipated, I guess, that the regulators would agree with us in time, and autonomy probably drove that. So we started working on systems that would essentially, you know, enable all these, but also we're very aware that, you know, the autonomous vehicle industry had very expensive sensors. So we looked at how could we build these that they could go into every vehicle. So I guess our time is now, right? When these technologies start becoming mandatory, that's when our technology becomes important.
And does your technology help vehicles, for example, parallel park?
It does. And that's the easy bit. We focus more so we built a technology that we call 5D perception, and essentially we focus on seeing the world in 3D, but also knowing, you know, the speed of everything and where it's and predicting where it's going to go with AI essentially on the technology. So we're really focused on the edge cases, the hard bit, as we'd call it, which is great being based down in Shannon where we get fog and rain and all these conditions, and being able to see out multiple vehicles ahead and things like that. The parallel parking is just an added bonus at the end. We're able to, you know, essentially see all the parking spaces in a car park once we enter it, type thing.
So
it's pretty meaty stuff.
And who do you sell this kit to? Do you sell directly to, you know, the likes of Renault and Citroën and BMW, or do you sell to an intermediary?
It's an interesting one. Our customer are the guys that sell to those, right? The tier ones, as they're called. And often they're bigger than the actual car makers, right? So you're talking about household names like the likes of Bosch, Continental, you know, these type of massive companies. So they are ultimately our customer. However, we do an awful lot of selling to the car manufacturers because they're the guys that tell those guys what they want in the vehicles. So I spend as much of my time talking to the big car makers as I do our actual customer, which are the guys that build the technology that gets built in.
And I was surprised to learn that there is a substantial automotive sector in Ireland.
Yeah, it's incredible. We're very quiet about it, but like some, and what's important, and I think Ireland's been always very good at this, we've got the important bits, right? So we don't make cars in Ireland, right? I think everyone knows that. But if you take Valeo up in Galway, you know, they're a massive French company. Essentially, what you talked about, the parallel parking and 360-degree cameras that people see in almost all vehicles, that's Valeo-driven technology. You've got Jaguar Land Rover, our neighbors down here in Clare, massive 500-person software center, building all these safety-type technologies and future of EVs. You've got General Motors in Limerick, who have a massive operation. And you've got Bosch, right, that major tier one. Bosch have won their critical design centers in Limerick as well. So there's a little gang and lots more. You in the, on the connectivity, you've got Cisco. So all these companies, and what's beautiful is we've all started kind of working together, right? And we all know each other. And there's a test bed that you know well down in Shannon, a
I
new
do.
test bed called Future Mobility Campus. And that's kind of become this DMZ where we've all been able to come together, you know, almost let's have a coffee first and then start building technology together. And so that test bed is proving very, very successful.
Yes, it's a lovely kind of cluster effect. So you attract talent into the area because other talent is already there. Barry, best of luck with your venture. That is Barry Lunn, the founder and chief executive of Provizio.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.